Y'all ready for the grown and sexy? Happy Sunday, everybody. What y'all know about that Badu? Hey, everybody, come on into the room. This is only for the grown and sexy, honey. Hey, how y'all doing? We're about to get started. And sexy, if you're not grown and sexy, okay? Keep on scrolling, baby. Keep on scrolling. Hey, I'm good, baby. How are you? Unique? Feeling good. I'm a little tired. Got a little jet lag. I just come off of a 4-day trip. The airline been working my behind. Hey, guys, come on with it now. Any Badu fans in the house? Get into it. Welcome to Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angela Patareal, and we have a letter. You know, if I'm coming to you live, I got a letter. Hey. So, I love me some Badu, but I love you guys more. Hey, guys. How you doing? What's up? How you feeling? This is Sunday night. Sometimes I lose. Oh, thank you, is it Elsie? Thank you for the gifts, honey. Thank you. Sometimes I lose track of my days because my days turn into one big blur. They didn't tell me about this side of the business. So I'm so excited to be with you guys tonight. I got a letter. I want to talk about it. Let's get it started. Unique said, let's get it started. Don't waste her time, okay? I'm about to do what you asked me to do because I'm not a difficult woman, okay? I ain't never heard that before. Jennifer Hudson, never heard that before. Never heard Jennifer Hudson. Maybe it's the haircut. But okay, all right. She's another gorgeous sister. I'll take it if that's what you meant. Okay, hey guys. So we got a letter. And, of course, if I'm talking about it, it's an issue that has come before us before. And for those of you just now joining, once again, my name is Angela Patareal. I am the diva of the whole brand. From the card games to the Roku channel, the Amazon channel, Spectrum Cable, AT&T Uverse, Apple TV, the list just keeps growing. To God be the glory, but I am she. From the ministry to the talk show and the podcast, I'm your girl. So tonight's letter is about a situation. Thank you for the gifts, Quincy King Sweet. It's one that we've seen a lot of different women and a lot of different men tell their stories on TikTok. They got stories that they tell. And one day I'll share mine. It won't be tonight. But anyway, so we got a good sister that has wrote in, and she is confused. She's confused because she's seeing one thing and she's wanting another. We've all heard that before, right? You see one thing, you're being told one thing, you're seeing something else, you're feeling something else, and all of that is just a big ball of confusion. Well, our good sister's no different. So this is her story. So here we go, guys. What is that? Who is that, Unique? I can't wait to hear yourself. You talking about my story? I'm currently writing a book. I call myself writing a book. We're going to see how far I get with it before I just decide to kick that to the curb and just talk about it. Anyway, so our good sis says, she says, her and her husband have been separated for a year and a half. A few weeks ago, my husband messaged me saying he dropped everything and come back if I wanted him to. Oh, okay. So so I, you see where this is going? Do you see where this is going? Okay. So I started talking and opening up and thought we were starting to work things out. The deception. Can you see it already? Okay. Then just days later, he suddenly announced on social media he's in a relationship with another woman, telling me that we could never get back together because he tried to unalive himself since we've been separated and couldn't survive going through that again, and kept giving me all the reasons why we could never work it out. He told me several times he was no longer my husband. Oh, dear Jesus. He seemed to be over me and doing well in life and suddenly was ready for me to file for divorce. And after not being concerned about it before, well, about a month later, I was sad and upset and talking to him about how I felt, and he started talking about getting back together again. He has said he and this woman was barely speaking. I told you. Didn't I tell you at the beginning? I said, you do one thing, you're feeling one thing, and another thing is, okay, let me get back to the letter. I almost gave in when that same night I found a post he had made about her calling her his lady, sometimes his fiance. And I talked to him about it and found out they were indeed still speaking and, in fact, spending lots of time together. And he was working things out with her. I see the gifts coming. Thank you, thank you, thank you. He moved across the country from me 6 months after he moved out. So we weren't able to go to counseling. I don't understand why he go back and forth on me and act like there was no way we could ever be together. Then act like he wanted to come back at the same time, wanting to work things out with this new lady. I'm very heartbroken. I don't know if he was truly serious about us having a chance to get back together. And the fact that he was able to fall for this other woman makes it feel so much worse. I don't know that I could get past him seeing someone else while we are still married. Wait a minute, my computer time now. And while he acted like he wanted to get back together. What is a girl to do? Didn't I tell you? Miss Badu, I love you, but I'm going to silence you right now. So if you're just now tuning in, we got a good sister that wrote in. She is separated from her husband. She's been separated from this man about a year and a half. And I'm just going to paraphrase what I think about it. You know, she's been separated from her husband for about a year and a half. And he messaged her and started talking about getting back together. And she fell for it. So she's getting her hopes up, thinking she's about to get her man back, thinking that he's come to his senses, thinking that they could work on their marriage and restore and reconcile, get things back on track. And you may be saying, Diva, you speaking. I'm speaking because I'm speaking. And so in the midst of her thinking that they were about to get back together, she discovered that there was another woman in the picture. She discovered this by going on social media, and this man of hers, this husband of hers, okay, was talking to another lady, calling this lady his fiance, and all of this other stuff broke our good sister's heart because she had her hopes built up after a year and a half of being separated from her husband. She's thinking things about to finally fall in place, but no. Old dude was still playing both sides of the fence. And then she tells us later on in the letter that they weren't able to go to counseling because shortly after they separated, he moved across the country. So here we are with our good sister, brokenhearted, wanting to know what should she do? How could he do her like that? So on and so forth. Well, first of all, I'm going to say, and a lot of people are going to disagree with me, and that's fine. You know, I'm a big girl. I can stand my ground. And debating someone never has changed my opinion about nothing, you know, but I can debate you respectfully. Separated doesn't mean single. So if you're operating by that principle, I can see why you're still brokenhearted. But unfortunately, your man has moved on. It happens a lot. People get into these marriages and they don't stop looking. People fall into seasons of struggle, and that gives them an excuse, or in their heads, a hall pass to do whatever or to act single. But our good sister did what most women would do when you've built your hopes up, thinking that there's a chance for reconciliation, and you confront your spouse or your partner about your latest discovery of disrespect and disgrace. And this man had the unmitigated gall to tell her that he's no longer her husband. And she's like, what the? We still married. We just separated. So she said that she can't get past the fact that he's been seeing this other woman while still trying, while leading her on to believe that they were going to work things out, and then continuing a relationship with this woman. Sis, I'm going to say this. I'm a firm believer in separated doesn't mean single, okay? However, it doesn't mean play stupid either. I believe in standing. If you follow my ministry channel, you know I believe in standing, and you know I do believe in applying the story from the Bible about the prodigal son in instances where you are in a relationship with a wayward significant other or a wayward spouse. You know, I do acknowledge that people lose their way sometimes. I don't embrace the ideology of throwing people away because they've lost their way or they've made a mistake, but it cannot be a repeated pattern of disrespect, disgrace, and you breaking, you know, vows and not honoring your commitment. You know, after you've done everything that you could, after you've prayed about it, after you've stood for your relationship, after you've given that person multiple chances, you have to ask yourself how much more are you willing to put yourself through before you take a stand and make the decision all on your own. I think you are brokenhearted because you've left the decision making to him. You put the ball in his court that's going to directly impact your life for the rest of your life, and you shouldn't do that. This man is playing both sides of the fence. This man, unfortunately, has married you and bound you by holy matrimony, you know, legally and, you know, spiritually, you're bound to this man, but he's not looking at your covenant the same way. And you see me hesitating because I don't want to ever discourage anybody from trying to restore their marriage. So I'm very careful of what I'm saying. But you can't make a person want to do right. Trust me, I know. You can't make a person want to do right. You can't force a person to choose you. You can pray from sun up to sundown. You can fast 7 days a week. You can decide to stand and, you know, not move on with your life in hopes that this person will one day choose you, and things never work out. And you have to ask yourself, after you've done all of that, after all of those sacrifices that you made in an effort to save that marriage, in an effort to make that person or hope that that person would see you, see the value in the covenant and the vows that you took, can you live with the fact that after all you've done or you're doing, if they still never choose you, are you okay with the time that you invested in trying to make them choose you? That's something you got to ask yourself. The time that you are spending standing for your relationship or standing for your marriage, and ultimately standing still with your life, Are you okay if nothing ever comes of it? I think it's so sad when you take vows or when you enter into a commitment and you begin sharing a life with another person and you can honor your side of the commitment when it comes to fidelity, but the other person is still looking. I think that's the most hurtful thing. Thank you for the gift. Is it Clay? And you're in a situation where this man is going back and forth between you and this woman, and I feel that he's made you a backup plan. Not because he truly loves you and knows that one day he's going to come home. He's using you as a backup plan because things aren't working out with old girl that he's been seeing. You mentioned in the letter that, I'm looking for that part of the letter, you said that you weren't able to go to counseling. Okay, so he moved across the country from me 6 months after he moved out. 6 months after he moved out, he moved across the country. So he moved out first, and then he moved across the country. This man has put a lot of thought into leaving you. This man has put a lot of thought into leaving you. This man has put a lot of thought into staying gone. Trust me, I know. Been there, done that, okay? And when he's made that choice, you know, no matter what that choice looks like, understand that the choice didn't involve choosing you. You need to remind yourself of that every time you get sick about it, every time you feel brokenhearted about it, every time you want to cry about it. I need you to think of the time for the year and a half that this man has been gone, has left your life, left your home, left your bed, left the covenant, left the union, left you. And now he's more invested into working that relationship out with that other woman that you discovered on social media. He didn't come clean about it. You discovered because you went looking, because your intuition kicked in, okay? That's what that was. And instead of him owning up to what was going on and just really kind of coming clean with you and like, you know, unfortunately, I have fallen in love with someone else. This man looked you dead in your face. I'm just visualizing that, guys. And told you, I'm not your husband. We're not married. When he know goddamn well he's still married to you. Oops. I'm just saying. So my advice, get to a place, a healthy place. Thank you, Anna. Get to a healthy place first, emotionally and mentally, so you can ground your emotion and don't act out on emotion, so you can make a firm stand for yourself. You've been standing for your marriage for a very long time. Okay, now it's time for you to stand up for yourself. Okay, can I say that again? You've been standing for your marriage for a while. Okay, you've given it a lot of time. You've allowed time for things to heal, to try to make some traction in the right direction. And the only thing that you have been able to come up with is information that your husband is busy pursuing other relationships instead of trying to fix the broken marriage that he's a part of. And instead of doing the right thing, he chooses to do the wrong thing every day. I need you to remember that. Remember that when you need to stand in the mirror and look at it and say to yourself, I choose me today. Because the longer you stand for this marriage and this man, the longer you're standing for the disrespect. It's the disrespect that pisses me off. Because you can do a lot in terms of walking away from a relationship. I often hear people say on social media, and I can back it up as well. The person that you saw at the end of that relationship, the person that they showed you when they were walking out that door, the way they treated you as they were walking out that door is who they are. And I think a year and a half of this man toying with your emotions, going back and forth and playing in your face, playing you like a yo-yo, going back and forth with you and another woman, giving you false hope. False hope leading you on to believe that there was a chance that you and he can reconcile and get the marriage back on track when he knew good and damn well he's out here playing in those streets. He playing in the streets and he playing in your face. So I say you take your power back, and instead of standing for your marriage, stand up for yourself. Do right by yourself. You know, you can only hope for the best. You can pray for the best, but there's no guarantee that after you've, thank you for, that was so cute. Oh, thank you. You can't make people choose you. And that's one of the most painful things that I myself have had to learn. You know, if you guys didn't know, if you missed the memo, I turned 50 on Friday. On Friday, I turned 50. And I'm proud to say some of the lessons that I've learned, I know I will never repeat. I know that I don't care how many people encourage you to do this or do that. There's absolutely no guarantee when you're dealing with another person. You can't force people to do right. You can't force people to love you. You can't force people to stay with you. You can't force people to choose you every day. You can't make people want to communicate with you. You can't make people talk to you. You can't make people respect you. You can't make people do nothing. And as long as you try to make them, the more unhappy you are, the more unhappy you make yourself. And you have to ask yourself, at what point am I just going to let go and say, you know what? I tried. I gave it my best. I believed. I had the faith. I did everything I could do. I took responsibility for the shit that I did. I owned up the baggage that I brought to the table. I tried to correct my ways. Whatever your situation or your set of circumstances is, are, when you know you've done all you can. What did Dunning McClurkin say? Just stand. But stand for yourself. Stand up for yourself. So if you're just now tuning in, we got a good sister that's been separated from her husband for a year and a half. And a few weeks ago, her husband messaged her and said that he would drop everything if he thought he could come back home to her. Our good sister got so excited. Like a lot of spouses who have been abandoned, like a lot of spouses who have been discarded as if they were nothing, she thought that her prayers had been answered. I can only imagine this sister was up thanking God, calling people that had been praying with her and for her, and said, my husband and call. He said he's ready to come back home. And then he did the okie doke. He switched it up on her. She found out that he was talking to some other woman, and he didn't own up to it. What he did was he told her, we ain't together. That's what he told her, we ain't together. And he then started giving her all the reasons they could never be together again. As if this joker didn't just give our good sister this whole speech about, you know, he'd drop everything if he could just come back home. So she's brokenhearted, and now that she's discovered that part of the reason for the separation, or the main reason for the separation, is there's another woman involved, that kind of threw her for a curveball, and she's like, I don't think I could ever take him back because now I know there's someone else, and he's just been playing in her face. And I'm telling our good sis that, you know, you can't make people choose you. You can't. Don't let people give you false hope, okay? Don't let people pump you up and tell you that after all of your praying and all of your fasting, that that's a guarantee that it's going to work out. It is not. It is not. It is not. People have free will and free choices. And one of the most unfortunate things is that I see in this letter, guys, is that this good sister still wants her marriage. She still loves her husband. And if you heard me say it once, you've heard me say it a million times. One of the hardest things you can do, or that you'll ever have to do, is walk away from a relationship and a marriage when you're still in love. Not love, not just love, but when you're still in love with that person. That's a bitch. That's what she said. That's the hardest thing to do, because no matter what they tell you, your heart still craves that person. It still craves and yearns to fix what is broken between the two of you. It's hard to accept that someone else has now taken your position. It's hard to accept that that person that once was in love with you now is in love with someone else, and you're forced to try to break the emotional attachment that you have with this person. It's hard to try to accept that the life that you started building with that person is no more. There's no hope. Thank you. I'm seeing all this new stuff. It's hard to accept that that person will never be, I don't like saying never, but just for, you know, the sake of what we're talking about, the life that you shared, the life that you began with this person is over. That's hard when you're still in love. You know, and you will get people that, y'all are so sweet. I don't know why y'all being so good to me tonight. you know, it's hard to accept that. And you get people in your life, trust me, I know. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm willing to say right now. I know, because you're hurting and you're praying and you don't understand. You don't understand. You try to make sense of it and your heart hurts. You pray, you fast, you lose weight. And then the people that love you the most, that are in your circle, they try to encourage you. People tell you to move on. And it's like, how do you move on when your heart still hurts? How do you move on when you cry and you don't understand? There's no understanding. How do you move on when it's unfair? How do you move on when you feel like you've been robbed? I don't have an answer for that. When I do, I don't have an answer for that. I just don't. I mean, because each journey is different. Each journey is different. Every relationship is different when it comes to the reasons why the separation happened. But I will say this. Even the Bible speaks about separation for a season is okay. God allows that. If you have a faith walk, you know what I'm talking about. But I think an extended amount of separation to the point where you out here dating other people, I don't know. I don't play those games. I don't support that. But if you do, you know, may God bless you. Whatever you want for yourself. Y'all are so sweet. Whatever God tells you to do, if you are talking to God about your marriage or your relationship, you know, I still stand on that. You know, let God be the one to tell you to walk away. Let him guide you, because the Bible does tell us the steps of a righteous man or woman are ordered. I'm not telling you to abandon hope. However, I am telling you to acknowledge the treatment that you're getting. And if it's hurting you to the point that you're feeling like you're just walking around brokenhearted, broken in spirit, you know, you're walking around in the spirit of depression. Y'all are so cute. Then it's time to step away. So that was it. That was tonight's letter. I'm telling you. I'm going to leave you with this. Separated don't mean single. I think when people get sloppy, when you walk out that door, that doesn't give you a free pass to go out here screwing everything under the earth and go and starting new relationships before you take care of business where you started it. I think that anytime you're with a spouse that does that, that is definitely a spouse who is not a man of order. That is not a spouse after God's own heart. Because as I just quoted the scripture, the steps of a righteous man are ordered. And if indeed he was truly done with the marriage, then what he should have done is the moment that he moved his tail across country to be with that woman, he should have divorced you. He should have done right. I mean, it was going to hurt regardless. It's going to hurt regardless because you're still in love with this man. Child, I know what that's like. I know what that's like to still be in love with someone and they're breaking your heart on a daily basis. They're constantly disrespecting you. They're constantly embarrassing the fuck out of you with everything that they do. They don't care what they're doing. They don't care who they're doing it with. They don't care how it impacts you. and what you are doing is constantly remaining, you know, still in your stand to allow God the opportunity to do something in that marriage or that relationship, and you're seeing no results. I'm just saying, when you're with a person like that and they're constantly doing wrong by you, that says a lot about them. And it should tell you a lot about what you should want, or if they do come back, what do you really expect? Because there's been no room. There has been no time for them to heal, to acknowledge what they've done, to acknowledge their wrongs, to turn around and repent for the sinful behavior. None of that has happened. So even if you want your husband back, good sis, you literally will be taking him from her bed and he'd be coming back to yours. Is that what you want? Is that what you really want? I mean, he's your husband, but do you really want him straight out of another woman's bed? I don't think you want that for yourself, because you don't know that woman. You don't know what she with. You don't know what he laying up with. You don't know her sexual health, and you don't need him bringing you back nothing. See, I believe that God is a God of order. And before he'll let that husband of yours that's been gone for a year and a half and moved across country to be with that woman, before he let him come back into your life, that man got to get right. You don't want him back like that. I'm just saying, do what you want. You don't want him back like that. You don't. What you're going to be doing is inviting heartache. You're going to be inviting the devil. And you're going to be sending a strong message to that man, if you let him come back straight from her to you, that he can do what he want to do and come back to you anytime he gets ready. There will be no repentance for him. There will be no incentive for him to treat you any different, because then you will have set the tone for what he could do in the future. Don't do it. But let me read some of these comments, guys. Let's see. I missed the comments. Oh my God. I read that tonight in James chapter 5. I can't see who said that, but okay. Yeah, so, you know, I'm just, you know, again, I'm all for standing for your marriages. I do understand that people mess up. I don't believe in walking away. However, I do believe that you can only allow a person to hurt you over and over so many times before you say, you know what, I've been standing for this marriage. I've been standing for this relationship. Now I need to stand up for myself. I was saying earlier, for those of you that joined, that separated does not mean single. But I also want to say, you being separated and fighting for your marriage or your relationship don't mean you got to be stupid either. I got to be fair. You know, because that man could, or that person could come back to you, not only, you know, bring you something in terms of your sexual health, but bring all kind of hell back into your life, you know. And then you're going to always wonder, are they really done with that person? Because they were playing back and forth for a while, correct? So you let them back into up into your life to do what with you? And you'll always wonder, when will he or she walk out again? They done it before. When? So that's where we are, guys. So I'm gonna leave you with this. I always talk about, you know, if you're going through something, I do have some tools. I have some resources that you can find on my website, my Facebook and Instagram shops, Amazon, Etsy, and eBay. But tonight I actually have a copy of them. So, you know, if you're going through something, I do have like relationship therapy. Relationship therapy is available. You know, you can sit down and start having the conversation that you want to have. You know, it's more of a guide to facilitate the communication process. You know, relationship therapy. Then for situations like what our good sister's going through, I have surviving infidelity. So as you can see, like, the card deck is very, very thick compared to like this one right here. Because this set, surviving infidelity, good night, sweet dreams, is designed for both the cheater and the one that got cheated on. Both of you have questions in the deck to ask the other. So that's it, guys. So I've enjoyed tonight. I hope tonight was good for you.